Holy Gospel of our Lord according to St. John. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Chapter 17. These things Jesus spoke, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he may give eternal life to all whom thou hast given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now glorify thou me, O Father, with thyself, with the glory which I had before the world was with thee. I have manifested thy name to the men whom thou hast given me out of the world. Thine they were, and to me thou gavest them, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things which thou hast given me are from thee. Because the words which thou gavest me I have given to them, and they have received them, and have known in very deed that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them whom thou hast given me, because they are thine. And all my things are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am not in the world, and these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep them in thy name whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we also are. While I was with them, I kept them in thy name. Those whom thou gavest me have I kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture may be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy filled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, as I also am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. They are not of the world, as also I am not of the world. Sanctify them in truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for them do I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. And not for them only do I pray, but for them also who through their word shall believe in me, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. In the glory which thou hast given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, as we also are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast also loved me. Father, I will that where I am, they also whom thou hast given me may be with me, that they may see my glory which thou hast given me, because thou hast loved me before the creation of the world. Just, Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have made known thy name to them, and will make it known, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. Praise be to thee, O Christ. Our divine Lord and Savior makes his priestly prayer for the apostles, the 11 apostles. He omits Judas, and we'll speak about Judas in a moment. Here Christ teaches that Judas is damned, and we'll cover that in just a moment. But it begins with Jesus lifting his eyes to heaven, and he speaks to the Father in the presence of the apostles. And the recurring themes here are love and glory. God has given his glory to the Son, and Christ gives his glory to his apostles, and then all those who will believe through their word. That is, all the people of the one church, the one Catholic Church. And he stresses over and over the oneness. This, my friends, is why I'm a Catholic. We can't start Church 2.0 and Church 3.0 and Church 4.0, Alpha 4.0, Beta. We can't just keep creating churches. There is one church, one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Does it have in its members and even in its leadership priests, bishops, cardinals, popes who have been evil and done wrong things? Yes, Christ even mentions that in this prayer. But he prays that we will be one. There is no room in John chapter 17, which we've just read, for denominations. There's something like 40,000 Protestant denominations. That doesn't fit in John 17. There is one church, just as there is one God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are one divine essence. Now, in verse 9, he says something interesting. He says, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them whom thou hast given me, because they are thine. Remember, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost know throughout all time, from Adam and Eve all the way to the last baby born, who will be saved and who will not be saved. The very next verse he says, and all my things are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. This is one reason why Catholics venerate. We don't adore, we don't worship saints, but we venerate the saints, because the glory that the Father gave to the Son, Christ shares with those who believe in him. He says it, verse 10, I am glorified in them. This is why we say St. Peter, St. Andrew, St. Jude, St. Simon, St. Thomas, who we celebrate tomorrow. Jesus says, I am glorified in them. They reveal to us the glory of Christ and the Father. This is why we honor saints. Are the saints sinless like Christ? No. Well, Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary is, John the Baptist is, probably the prophet Jeremiah, probably the patriarch Joseph, the protector of Christ. Verse 17, sanctify them in truth. Thy word is truth. What is the bond of union according to Christ? Is it being pastoral? Is it being non-judgmental? No, it's truth. How are we sanctified? Jesus says to the Father, sanctify them in truth. Thy word is truth. The word of God is the sacred scriptures. And it is truth that brings together. Anytime any priest or bishop or layman says, well, let's downplay the truth for the sake of unity, that also is against what Christ prays in John 17. sanctify them in the truth. If we want to get united as Catholics, we want to unite the clans, we must magnify the truth. Truth is the road to unity. Now, he makes an exception here. He says that he, one of the 12 will betray him, and he doesn't pray for him. Think about that. This goes against what so many modernist so-called theologians like Balthasar and others who say, dare we hope that all men be saved? You know, there's even hope for Judas Iscariot. We have to believe, we have to hope that all people, even Judas, is going to make it to heaven. Well, what does the divine Lord say in verse 12? While I was with them, I kept them in thy name. Those whom thou gavest me have I kept, and none of them is lost, except but the son of perdition, that the scripture may be fulfilled. So of the apostles, none of them are lost except the son of perdition. He calls him the son of perdition. That means he's lost. He's not saved. He's not going to be glorified with the Father and the Son. And Christ elsewhere talks about how many take the road to perdition. The book of Revelation, the Apocalypse, shows the Antichrist burning in the lake of fire and all of his followers. So this is the teaching of Jesus. It's right there in the Bible, John chapter 17. Christ over and over teaches the oneness of the Father and the Son. The Father and the Son are not the same person. There are three distinct persons, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. They are one divine nature. It's not a contradiction. We don't say there's one person and three persons. We say there's one divine nature, one substance, one ousia in Greek, three persons. And that's taught here in John 17. The very closing, he says, just Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have made known thy name to them, and will make it known, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. So Christ's mission, we'll close with this, it's very encouraging. Christ takes the love that is between the Father and the Son. St. Augustine says that the love between the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Ghost. That's the eternal love. It's so perfect, it's so personal, that the love between the Father and the Son is a person, the Holy Ghost. So the love that the Father and the Son have one another, the third person of the Trinity, they share it with us. We are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. This is why Peter at Pentecost says, repent and believe and receive the Holy Spirit. This is why in John chapter 3, Christ taught about the Holy Spirit. And throughout John's gospel, as we've been going along, all the references to this life-giving water, that's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Ghost. So John chapter 17 is one of the best chapters in all of John's gospel. And I can't stress it again, in case you're just joining us. He repeatedly prays that we will be one, so we cannot have schisms and we cannot have denominations. There can only be one church, one, not two, not the Catholic and the Eastern Orthodox, not three, throwing in some Lutherans, Church of England, none of that. One church. And what is the means to the oneness? Verse 17, it's actually, you can remember this easily, John 17, 17, chapter 17, verse 17, sanctify them in truth, thy word is truth. Truth is what brings about the unity and the love. That's John 17. It's awesome. It's beautiful. All right, well, thanks for reading and joining us. And if you are new, please subscribe. Please hit the subscribe button on YouTube. If you're watching on Periscope, follow me on Twitter. And there's also a button if on YouTube in the bottom right corner over there. You can subscribe over there. And then please like the video. That tells YouTube this is a good video and pushes it into its algorithm, however that works. And then share it. Share this video on YouTube, Parler, and Facebook. Just hit the retweet or the share button. And I do appreciate that very much. All right, we're going to close with the Hail Mary, the Ave Maria. Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et at hora mortis nostre. Amen. And then to praise God for the one church and for the unity we have in the Father and in the Son, we pray the Gloria Patri together. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Notice it's in nomine, it's in the name. In the name of the Father, one name, not three names, one name, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. All right, well, Advent is coming to a close. Just a few more days. Make sure you're reading the Bible. Make sure you're praying that rosary every single day. It's the chain to heaven. It's the Bible on beads. Rattle the beads. Pray the rosary daily. Or you're not on the team. You want to be on the team, don't you? Pray the rosary every single day. Find a traditional Latin Mass. Worship God. Whatever you can do, make sure you get you and yours, your family and your friends to Holy Mass on Christmas. Get to Mass on Christmas. I know these governors and some of these bishops and priests are doing reservations or lockouts. Whatever you can do. Find the Holy Mass, because we're celebrating the birth of Christ, the incarnation, baby Jesus, the Christ child, the King. All right, well, that's John 17. Remember, our Lord Jesus Christ said, you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless, Godspeed, and happy, happy Advent.